Yeah, this shot was taken in 2010, and my wife Jo and I flew out to New York for a short break of 3 or 4 days, and we happened to be like the fourth to last plane that left Heathrow as the ash cloud went up in Iceland, or wherever it was that it went up. All flying was barred after that for like 2 weeks. So luckily we booked like a package at the Soho Grand, which is kind of a nice hotel in New York. So they had to accommodate us for another like 8 days. And during this time, we were able to, David wasn't busy, so we were able to hang out with him a lot. And this particular photo is taken at the at MoMA Museum in New York. And David just said to Jo, my wife, take a picture of us. And that's the shot. Mm. So, and I would never have dreamed of saying, oh, Jo, can you take a picture of us? Because I just wouldn't.
It doesn't seem the dynamic that you guys had. Really.
No, yeah. No, but it was his idea, and he just said, take a picture. So there is, I'm really glad it was took.
Was that the last time you saw him?
No, we saw him again on the way back from Cuba, and that was, say, 3 years later. That was like 2013. So after that, it was just like phone calls and emails. If you wanted to see him, apart from when he was working here, and he'd come and have Sunday dinner with us or whatever, and hang out with me in London, apart from then, you could only get to see him in New York. So I was really glad I took the opportunity of doing that and took the time out to do that.
Do you miss him?
Yeah, really. And but all these pictures, I'm so glad I took them, because they live on, and they're him. Looking wonderful, being creative, being silly, and there's it's a good reflection of his character.